Hey, thanks so much for being here. We've been talking about vaccines. As most of you know, if you listen to the show, I end up saying it every single day. I am fully vaccinated. I did my homework, decided it was right for me at my age. I'm not that young anymore. I'm 54 years old. I'm in good shape for 54, but I'm not a spring chicken. So I also do a lot of events in the public. So I thought for me, the right thing to do was to get vaccinated. But the idea of forcibly vaccinating someone, taking their job away from them because they are not complying with this, didn't make sense to me. And the real fallout of this has a lot to do with first responders that are walking away, hospital workers, firefighters, police officers that are finding out if they don't comply with a vaccine mandate that they are going to lose their jobs. Well, that is happening. And there is a former firefighter with the Salt River Fire Department, Daniel Schulke, who joins us now. Daniel, can you explain what happened with you when the mandate came down, when you decided not to get the vaccine and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I always had my questions about the vaccine when it first even started coming out, and, you know, did a lot of praying about it and decided that it was in my best interest to just hold out for now and wait to get the vaccine. The vaccine mandate was issued on August 20th, and we were given till the end of September, so September 30th, to comply with either submitting a medical exemption for the vaccine or to receive the vaccine. They didn't give us any option for any religious exemption. So our only option was either the medical exemption or the receiving the vaccine by the end of September.
How many of the public safety employees do you know? Do you have a rough number of idea of how many office police officers and firefighters are going to be leaving the agencies?
So I heard a roundabout number for the police officers was about 30 that left the Salt River Police Department. We had four firefighters that were terminated for not receiving the vaccine. We did have around the 20 mark of firefighters that, you know, did submit medical exemptions, but most of those were denied. I believe they only accepted four. A lot of the firefighters did decide to get the vaccine, which is completely their choice, and there's nothing wrong with them deciding to do that. The problem is just being forced to take the vaccine. And if you don't take the vaccine, you lose your job for it.
So how were you notified, or when were you notified, and what happened with you leaving the job?
So I was trying to ask some questions about my medical exemption being denied. I wasn't able to find out any answers, and I didn't get any responses to my email, or they didn't answer any of my phone calls or return them. So I initially had been denied on, I believe it was around September 26th. So I was trying to, you know, I was in a time crunch to find answers. So they wouldn't respond. And so on the 30th, I was notified that I would be terminated, but I was able to work my shift through the end of, so I got off in the morning on October 1st at 8 in the morning.
How difficult was it to walk away from that job?
Extremely difficult. I mean, I started trying to get hired out at Salt River when I was 18 years old, spent 3 years trying to get hired. I worked there for 16 and a half years. So that you add that up, that's 19 and a half years. I'm 38. So I basically spent half my life out there. So, I mean, it was an incredibly difficult decision to walk away from a place where I dedicated my life to and you know, dedicated my life to serving the community and the community members out there, as well as, you know, the toll it takes on your family life, because you're away from your family a lot of the time as well. So, I mean, it was very emotional to go through that, to have to decide between my job and my beliefs and So, yeah, I mean, it was extremely difficult to do something like that.
And the agencies are not that large out there compared to other cities. So there's got to be lifelong, almost family members and friends that you've made, not just inside the firehouse, but also in the community.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, with all the calls we run, you get to know a lot of the community members, and you see them out at, like, public events and everything. So you get to know, I mean, it's a pretty small community, so you get to know a lot of people out there. And, you know, my heart goes out to the firefighters that are still there, because with the four of us leaving, there's a lot of staffing issues that go along with that. And so, I mean, they have to take on extra burden and maybe work extra shifts that they weren't planning to that way, because what they do is they call it mandatory holdover. And if we have short staff, they'll hold someone on a extra day to make sure that the trucks are staffed. So, I mean, it's very taxing for the whole organization as a whole, because it not only affects us, the ones that were terminated, but it has lasting effects for the firefighters that are still there.
Daniel Schoelke is joining me. He is a Salt River firefighter who was fired because he did not get the vaccine, and it was mandated in the Salt River community. Have you been offered a job anywhere else? Have you been searching? Have you been offered anything anywhere here in the state?
I've been searching around. There's been offers to apply for positions, but as far as, like, just moving right into another position, there hasn't been anything. I haven't heard anything like that. So right now, just looking to see what testing processes are open, and, you know, submit a new job application and try to get a job with another city.
Daniel, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this. I can hear in your voice it's a difficult thing for you to endure, and I'm sorry that you had to go through this. And I hope you'll update us on how you're doing as you move forward.
Yeah, I will. And I appreciate you giving me the time to come on and share everything with you. It means a lot.
All right. Thanks. That is Daniel Schoelke. He is a former Salt River Fire Department employee. He's 38 years old. As he said, spent half of his life serving that community. Out, fired because he didn't get a vaccine. That's the real life. That is the real life fallout of what's happening right now. And these are real human beings, community servants. Said he spent 3 years trying to become a firefighter. 3 years working out there and trying to get hired on. And then it spent literally half of his life serving that community and out because he wouldn't get a vaccine. So these are the real life repercussions of these decisions that have been made.